Talkeetna is now home to one of the top endangered historical buildings in Alaska. The Alaska Association of Historic Preservation this month placed the Tom Weatherall Cabin on Main Street on their list of the most endangered properties in the state. KTNA's Sue Dio has the story.
The building was constructed in the early 1930s, and according to Chris Mannix, Talkeetna resident and log home builder for the past 30 years, it's unique.
The Weatherall building is got a high level of craftsmanship, and I think that's really cool, and it's really worthy of preservation.
After Tom Weatherall passed away in the 1940s, Missouri Taraski bought the cabin. A few years ago, Suzanne Rust of K2 Aviation and Rust Flying Service in Anchorage purchased the lot and the deteriorating cabin. The structure, now known as the Weatherall Taraski Rust Cabin, is just a small piece of the historic puzzle of Talkeetna. Talkeetna's historic district was developed in 1992 with a lot of hard work and dedication by several people to preserve the historic cabins and buildings of the village. According to the Alaska Association of Historic Preservation, once new buildings overtake the ones that are historic, the historic district look is diminished and the designation is taken away. If the Weatherall Cabin is finally consumed by time and tundra, there is a possibility that the historic district sign at the entrance to Talkeetna's Main Street goes away. Mannix says he is saddened by the thought that the Weatherall Rust Cabin could go the way of some of the other lost buildings.
We've already seen a couple of landmark log buildings in downtown Talkeetna disappear. We've seen the Bucket of Blood Saloon go. There was the Nagley residence at the end of Main Street. And, you know, they're gone. They're mulch somewhere. And to lose the Weatherall building would just be, that'd be a tragedy.
Mannix is not the only one in Talkeetna interested in preservation of the building. There is a line of concerned residents. At the head of the line is one of the longtime residents of Talkeetna, author Roberta Sheldon, widow of well-known pilot Don Sheldon. Sheldon says she has had friendly conversations with Suzanne Rust to try and persuade her to do something with the building.
And I said, well, you know what? You could do it in stages. You could. The first thing is you jack it up. You pull out the rotten logs. You put in new logs where the rotted places are, and then you put some kind of a concrete pour for a foundation.
And she agrees with Mannix that the cabin is significant.
It's a precious historic building that is so beautiful, and its architecture is of interest too. It was probably the neatest house in town when it was built.
Chris Mannix and his brother Art, both with a fine eye for beautiful wood and craftsmanship, said you can't buy history and the structure still could be saved.
Fortunately, the roof appears to be in reasonably good shape, and that's really important because once the roof starts leaking, then, you know, water gets inside and things start going.
Suzanne Rust did not return calls for comment on her plans for the structure. Since the building is in private ownership, it is out of the hands of the Talkeetna Historical Society, the entity that cares for some of the other historic structures in town. One of the other properties on the list of endangered is actually the entire historic district of Flat City, which may lose its status on the National Register of Historic Places. In Talkeetna, I'm Sue Dio.